You know, Abraham is known for the Midas HaChesed. The different of us are known for different things. Ashol Shul Dvarim, Ha'olam Omed, Ha'atorah, Avoda, Ha'agamilas Chasadimto, Yaakov Torah, Yitzchak Tvila, Avoda, and Avram Gamilas Chasadim. So if you follow Avram around, you learn how to become a mensch. So one of the interesting descriptions is Avram Avinu going, seeing the guests, the Arabs, the angels dressed up as people, and he went ahead and he took care of all their needs. So interesting, the pasuk says, "Yukach na ma'at mayim," take a little bit of water. So it seems very strange. Avram was the king of Chesed. He said, "Take a little bit of water." Why not a lot of water? Everything else, he gave him all the ribs and the potatoes, the soup. Why is he so stingy on the water? So there's an answer. They say over by the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim says, because there are two parts to the mitzvah of Haknosis Archim. There's Kabduhu, Kabdeyo Vechashteyo, the mitzvah of honor and the mitzvah to suspect. So, and we know, so when it comes to Chashteyo, some people, besides COVID, they're not going to have anyone over until they have an FBI report on going through the whole work. So there's a mitzvah of chashteyo, in which you can't be naive. You can't just have anyone walk into your house and steal everything. On the other hand, you don't have to go overboard in chashteyo. You have to make the proper checking. And secondly, is we have the halacha of kabdeyo, and of course, and the focus should be kabdeyo, and then a little bit of chashteyo. So that's what. So what's yukach na ma'amayim? So Rashi quotes the Chazal that back in the day they used to worship the earth on the sand on the ground, the earth on their feet. So therefore, so when it comes to kabdeyo, Avram brought him the kitchen sink. He brought in all the food and everything and treated them great. When it came to chashteyo, to where the worship idols, that he just did ma'amayim. And Rav Nissen Alper has a different shot, is Avram's teaching one how to be a tzaddik, is don't be a tzaddik at someone else's expense, because when it came to Avram and Sarah doing everything, they went all out. But Rashi quotes he had his shliach go ahead and do the water. And the water wasn't like going to your sink and turning the water on, but it was walking a couple of miles perhaps to a well and getting water. It was a lot of hard work. So if Avram himself was getting the water, he schlep barrels and barrels. But if he's telling someone else to do a mechesed, so you do the minimum. Okay, we'll get enough water that we need and we'll worry about the rest later. So don't be a tzaddik at someone else's expense. As we saw, Samantha used to always say, what's the definition of a tzaddik? Someone cares about their own ruchnius and someone else's gashmius, their own spirituality and someone else's, your friend's, physical needs. And therefore, that's the pshat. Ma'at ma'ayim is, according to the Chafetz Chaim, ma'at ma'ayim is ma'at meaning on the chashteyo, the ovdei avodah zarah. Going to Rav Alpert, it's teaching us don't be a tzaddik at someone else's expense. And in fact, that's what we find by Avram as well. We find, on one hand, we say by Melech Sodom, he says, I'm not going to take anything. I don't want people to say, I'm not taking the booty. I don't want people to say, someone else made me rich and not God. So, because on the other hand, when it came before by Paro, he did take booty. So we know, so what's the pshat? Is it good? Should you take gifts? Should you not take gifts? Soni matanas yichya. That it's a good practice not to take gifts if you don't have to. So what's the pshat? So the Tolo Rebbe pointed out, it all depends. If, in other words, if a person's a Baal Chov and you owe money, and then someone's willing to give you a gift, or to then, let's say you owe $100, you have no way of paying back, and someone's willing, independently, you did something, they're willing to give you $100, so then you don't say, Sona Matana Sichi, you take the money, and you pay back your chov. If you don't have any debts, and you don't need to put food on the table, you don't have to feed your family, and everything's fine, so then Sona Matana Sichi. So when it came to the first time power, we see Avram was still a Baal Chov. He went back to the same, as he felt he wanted to go back to the same hotel, etc. So therefore, he had to take the booty because he had to pay for different things. He still wasn't wealthy and he owed money. When it came later on by Melech Sodom, he was already wealthy. So therefore, it's Soni Matanis Yechia. In other words, don't be, and also don't be a tzaddik at someone else's expense. When Avram, even though Avram himself wouldn't take, but the other people he let take, because the other soldiers, well, don't be a tzaddik at someone else's expense. And that's how the story with Rabbi Yaakov, when back in the 70s, 80s, there was a big, maybe it's problems now, there were big problems with Stam, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah. So a lot of fraud going on. And they set up the institution, so at the point where they said, different Rabbanim was speaking in Mansi, and they set up a chesed fund where people could borrow money, or borrow mezuzahs, borrow money, and to pay for mezuzahs, so they could get kosher mezuzahs. So Rabbi Yaakov came and spoke at the end, he said, everyone's speaking very well, but there's one thing I got to take issue with is, we know that that the person shouldn't be, if Mirtz Hashem, it's not an issue for anyone, or for most people it's not, but he said, the person before apparently said, if you don't have the money, don't worry, we'll lend it to you. And Rabbi Yaakov said, no, don't become a Baal Chov. If you know you have other money, it's just a cash flow issue, then go ahead, borrow, and you pay back. If you have no means of paying back and you have no idea how you're going to, better to live in a house without a mezuzah than to take on, be a Baal Chov and owe money you're not going to be able to pay back. So don't be a tzaddik. You know, don't pay a tzaddik. I have to have a mezuzah on my door, but I can't have food on the table. So, therefore, that's the yisod here that Avram, follow Avram, are learning how to become a man. So, either according to the Chafetz Chaim, focus on the kavod and not so much on the chashteyu. Of course, you do whatever, do to be yotze, whatever you have to do to make sure the guest is safe, but the emphasis should be on the kavdeyu. Or, as Rav Albert said, if you're doing it yourself and you're involved in the chesed, then go all out. But if someone else is doing it for you, then you do the minimum. Oh, if you're waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, go ahead and do it. But you're telling someone else, why don't you go to the airport and pick this person up? Why don't you get up? Don't be a tzaddik at someone else's expense. And that's why Avram, he didn't take the rechush, he didn't take the booty, but he let his other members take it. Because that's the yisod of Avram. Avram, who was an ish chesed, someone who was at avat chesed, and that's the yisod of Avram Avinu and his midah chesed.